Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the gospel radio broadcast of the Church of Christ of the United States of America. Yours truly, Brother Leroy Williams, minister of the Paradisian Church of Christ, comes to you tonight with another message of opportunity for eternal life and salvation from God. We have a special night tonight to all of our guests who are on the telephone with us tonight. You are invited to ask any Bible question or any question of moral turpitude that you desire that we can answer and will answer by the word of God. We are interested in you knowing the truth of the matter, the very essence of what it's all about, and God's Word has the answer. God's Word has the answer to all human problems. So if there's anything you want to ask a question about tonight concerning human problems and spiritual matters or division in religion and so forth, free to ask it tonight on this call, because we want you to be able to know the truth. We know that Jesus said in John 8:32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." If you want to be free from the condemnation of hell, free from the eternal punishment, God, tonight is your night. You can ask any question concerning that, and we will promise to give you the Bible's answer. Now, let me just also say that we are thankful to God for our program moderator, Brother Bryant Brown. Brother Brown will be taking your calls and then transferring you onto the live broadcast to make your question or make your statement. If you got a comment or statement that you'd like to make, feel free to do so tonight. If you got a question that you'd like to ask, we want you to feel free to do so. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't feel intimidated. We're all the same here. We are persons who are concerned about the welfare of our soul. Brother Williams is looking forward to having you ask questions tonight because he wants to reveal and he wants to answer questions by the word of God. That's our commitment to those who are attending and on this program tonight. Just ask any question you desire. Now, in order to ask your question, you first must be on the telephone. You have to call in to the program telephone number, 347-850-8256. You're calling from out of the country, you know you have to use your country's dialing code to tie into the telecommunications system in the United States, just as we would have to do calling you where you are. If you got a cell phone, you can call anywhere in the world practically on a cell phone, and you shouldn't have a problem with getting a connection unless you don't have the foreign country exchange program in your telephone system. So if you're on the telephone tonight, all you need to do is push number one, the one button on your telephone keypad. That's on your cell phone, on your telephone, whatever the case may be. Push number one. That will signal Brother Brown. He'll receive your call, and then he'll transfer you and route you onto the live broadcast. You can ask Brother Williams any question that you need or have concerns for knowing on the air. Don't be afraid. Some people say, "Well, I think my question is not, you know, it's not really important." That depends. It's important to you, and only God knows who else your question is important to. There may be someone else on this call who might want to ask the very same question. But like you, they're a little bit afraid. Ask your question. The answer will bless you and someone else too. So don't be afraid to ask any question that you have regarding your salvation. We pray that God will bless all of us tonight, that we might receive greater faith through greater knowledge and understanding and greater wisdom in doing the work and the will of God in our lives. That's our desire. That's our concern for you, because we know that if you do God's will, you will save your soul for eternal life. Obedience is the key. Somebody say, well, I believe in God, and that's enough. Well, that's not faith. Faith is defined as belief and obedience. Faith is defined as receiving to what one has received. See, whenever you believe in something, you're going to do what it calls for or what is required in order to manifest that belief. Somebody said, what do you mean? Well, I believe in riding my bicycle to work to save money on gas. Well, if I believe in that, then I'll ride my bicycle to work, won't I? I won't just say I believe in it and never ride my bicycle to work. I would be fooling myself and lying to you. But if you say I believe in riding my bicycle, I should see you coming to work if we work together on your bicycle sometime. Sure. Whatever we believe, I believe in eating barbecue. Well, that means you're going to eat barbecue. Barbecue beef, barbecue chicken, barbecue pork, barbecue lamb, barbecue whatever. You're going to eat some barbecue because you believe in eating barbecue. You love barbecue. And you're going to eat some barbecue no matter what. That's not just a statement, but it's a statement that is backed up by actions that follow. Faith in God is about believing what God has said and acting in accord with the instructions that go along with that word from God. And God said, Jesus, who is God, said, whosoever believeth the gospel and is baptized shall be saved. Now, I know some of you may have heard otherwise. Some of you may have heard that there is no salvation in water baptism. Water baptism does nothing for the sanctifying of the soul. Water baptism has no power to do anything. It's just water. Well, the person that's telling you that is lying to you. God ordered water baptism as the means through which he would remove sin and save and sanctify our souls for eternal life. God chose that medium. Man did not choose that medium. So man has no right to refuse what God has decided and expect God to save him. Ladies and gentlemen, it won't happen. We must obey God, not men, not false teachers, not false prophets, not false apostles, not false reverends, not false priests, not false fathers, not false popes, because all of those are false. Don't believe in the preacher. Believe in God. The preacher must be nothing more than a messenger, a microphone, claim God's truth. That's all a preacher's responsibility is to declare the will of God to dying and perishing generations of people who have not obeyed the gospel. Obeying the gospel is not simply believing, but it is about believing and doing what is commanded and prescribed by the preaching of the gospel. Jesus said, whosoever believeth and is baptized, and whosoever believeth not shall be damned. Well, what are they going to believe? What are they believing? They're believing the gospel of Christ. Well, if they're not baptized, then they're not saved. According to Christ, that's the truth. Because if they believe the gospel, they're going to obey the gospel. The gospel has command. The command is to be baptized in the name, that is, by the authority of Jesus Christ. And you will receive the cleansing of your soul, the regeneration of your spiritual life, eternal life with God. That's what you're going to receive if you obey God. If you obey man, you're going to receive eternal damnation and punishment. That's all. You're not going to receive God's salvation. God doesn't give me as a teacher the right to decide what he says, whether it is necessary or not. He doesn't give me that right. He doesn't give me the right to change what he has said. Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 20. The Bible says, whosoever declares and refuses and teaches something that is not written in the Word of God, add to what is written in the Word of God, God is going to add the plagues, the punishment, the eternal punishment to his life, and God is going to take away his name out of the book of eternal life, which is the Bible, the Word of God. This is the book of eternal life. You want to get eternal life? Then you got to read the book. Fail to follow the instructions after having read the book, you do not have everlasting life. You are not saved in the body of Christ. You are not a child of God in faith. You are lost and still in your sin. And the Word of God has done nothing to change your heart into actions of obedience. To obey is devotion. Our worship is our sacrifice to God. But if it is not according to truth, it is in vain, it is no good, and God is rejecting it. There are billions of people worshiping God in churches and in religious faith today that are not the faith of Jesus Christ. They're not the religious doctrine that Jesus Christ has in his Bible, and they are not pleasing to God. They are trying to worship God against God's will. They are transgressing. They are going beyond and outside of what God has said. They have no salvation and no sanctification from eternal damnation to eternal life in Christ. That means they're not going to go to heaven if they die teaching false doctrine. If you die believing false doctrine, you're not going to go to heaven. You're going to hell. You must believe and obey the truth. Whatever the truth says, that's what God intends. Jesus Christ did not command water baptism for the removal of sin. He did not command it as a unnecessary conversation. He did not command it because it was not required by God. He commanded it because God does require it. It doesn't matter what men say. It doesn't matter what men do. If we do what God requires of us to do, we're going to be saved. Now listen, I'm saying all this just to kind of get you all, give you a little time. Those of you who might have a question or comment, or you want to ask a question about anything that we have said. You might want to disagree with what we have taught concerning the Lord's church and eternal life and salvation. Because you may not be your first time on the call tonight. You may be on the call Tuesday night of this week. You may have been on the call Thursday of last week. But whatever the case may be, you got a question or you got a comment or would like to say anything during the broadcast hour, you feel free to do so. And if there's any need to, we will correct the matter when we have the time. We will bring the Word of God to the forefront so that we are all apt to agree that what God said is what we'll do, expect to be saved. We'll all recognize the error, the teaching of error and sin, so that we need not be tricked, fooled, bamboozled, hoodwinked, anymore. But we're going to know the truth for ourselves. So God bless you. Let's study tonight. Talk about the things that are important regarding our faith toward God. Let's ask the hard questions. Somebody want to know, is same-sex marriage pleasing and acceptable to God? Is it ordained of God? And I'll tell you right now, the answer is unequivocally no. God does not condone, nor does God accept man's same-sex marriage law. That's man's law. That's man's marriage that man invented, that man came up with, that man is following. It's not what God called for. God says that in the beginning he made them male and female. And that's the way God intended for it to be until the end, male and female. God did not allow the birth of a female with a male's mind, emotion, and desire. God didn't do that. God didn't make the mistake of allowing a male to be born into this world having the feminine and female desires and lust and passion. God didn't do that. All of those sins are sins that are directed by the thought and intent of one's heart, their mind. It's in the mind of men, but it is never in the mind of God. So God didn't ordain it. God does not ordain it. And God certainly didn't create mankind for such. Those who might be thinking about or have already gotten engaged in that kind of relationship with your fellow human being, it's time for you to repent. Repent before it's too late. Because when God comes back to punish evildoers, those who are opposed and went against his word and his will, you're going to be in that crowd. You're going to be burned with eternal fire that never quenches but continually burns and punishes. There's pain. There's suffering. There's no day there. It's only one eternal night. Heaven is one eternal day, but hell is one eternal night. There's a bottomless pit effect in hell. Have you ever experienced the idea of falling when you were walking and you trip or you step down to a next level of solid ground and only to find out that there was no solid ground as close as you had expected? It brings about a fear, a very gripping fear in our minds and our emotions. But can you even think about how one would feel if he was to experience that horror every moment forever? That's what hell is. ladies and gentlemen. That's what hell is. It's a place of torment and punishment and fire. Fire that is different from the elemental fire that we know of in the earth. It's millions of times hotter. And it is not the kind of fire we are accustomed to. The sun has no heat and fiery brilliance compared to the fire of hell. The sun and the earth and the rock and the moon and the stars and all of the universe as we know what we know today, all of that will vanish away, dissolved by the powerful word of God. All we have to do is live right and wait for it till Jesus comes and takes us home with him forever. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Brother Williams to take a pause. I need to be quiet for just a minute. I want everyone who has a desire to make a statement or a question or a comment on this program to get your statement, your question, your comment in so that we can answer your question tonight, so that we can address your concern by the word of God. So feel free at this moment to get yourself, your questions together. And when we come back in a couple of minutes, we're looking for those who have questions, have concerns, that they would like to receive a word from the Lord. God bless you, and we'll pause for just a minute. All right, all right. Time's up. It's time to move forward. Do we have anyone or any person who have a request or request to make tonight? Again, push number one on your keypad, and Brother Brown will connect you to our call, our live broadcast. You can ask Brother Williams in person. You can ask Brother Williams in person. Well, let me say this, in virtual presence, because we're actually not personally together. We're on the telephone together. But you can ask Brother Williams a question, just like you and I were standing next to each other, and we'll be glad to open up the scripture to let the word of God answer your question. Now, this program is not a forum for political and economic and, you know, constitutional laws and so forth. This is not a forum to address presidential campaign or any political campaign that's going on in the world today. Okay? This forum is about addressing the spiritual needs of our soul and the spiritual requirement of God's law. That's what it's about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to save our souls by the power of God's word in our lives. So that's what it's all about. And all we ask is that you, as our guest tonight, feel free to ask the question or any question that you so desire. All right, all right. It seems that no one is yet prepared to ask a question tonight. We still have a few minutes left. And with that time available, I'm going to continue to minister truth. I'm going to continue to challenge false doctrines. I'm going to continue to challenge false preachers and so forth about the false doctrine that they're teaching. But that's all we can do tonight. And we're going to be glad to do that by the grace of God. But if anyone comes in and you have a question and you're on the telephone, listening to this broadcast through your telephone, push number one on your phone keypad. And Brother Brown, my moderator, will certainly cue you into the call where you can ask me that question one-on-one. All right. So as we continue now, the Word of God has all the answers to our human problems. You might say, well, can the Word of God pay me some money? Well, if you do what the Word of God says, you can receive some money. But you got to do what God says. God said, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men put into your bosom. Oh, that sounds like money that we can hardly receive. That sounds like that blessing that's too great for us to even receive it. Huh? Sounds like the abundant blessing, the abundant prospering that God has in store for those who obey him. Eternal life is the greatest life that one can ever experience or have. But you can't buy your way into heaven. You can't buy your way into heaven. You must obey God. In my program, you can buy your way into this program and receive a blessing as a result. As the Bible says, cast your bread upon the waters. Cast your seed, your net into the sea so that you might catch fish. Our net is the gospel will of God. We're trying to catch souls, the souls of mankind all over the world. The mission, that's the prerogative of the minister of Christ in the gospel, to teach people how to be saved and how to stay saved. Now, we got a lot of folks in the church today. They have been saved when they first obeyed the gospel, but now they are unsaved because they did not maintain the godly obedience and behavior to keep their eternal life and salvation intact, fouled their body and their mind, so that God has no place to live. God cannot live and dwell in sin. So God has no place to live. For doing so, many did not realize that you lost the favor of God through disobedience. And if you die in that state, you will go to hell. There's no two ways about it. There's only one way for those who fall into the destruction, punishment of God. That way is the way into hell. But for those who obey Christ, who obey the commandments and the doctrine of Christ, who obey the teachings of the Bible, the basic instruction before leaving earth. That's the acronym that the Bible stands for. And so the Bible is a book of instruction. That's what it is. And when you receive the instructions from the Word of God, then you have a responsibility to God and your soul to go forth and obey, that is, perform the necessary acts that are required in order to demonstrate faith and in order to receive the benefit, the blessing of being where you are, the blessing that comes from doing the righteousness that you have done. That's the key, ladies and gentlemen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what Samuel told King Saul after he went, and instead of destroying the Amalekite nation and the Amalekite possessions, they're supposed to burn the crops, kill all the animals, kill all the people, men, women, children, infants, everything that was living in that state. God had required that it meet death. He sent this veil to do it. As a matter of fact, not only did they fail to kill everybody, they brought King Agag back to Jerusalem, which God did not command them to do. He commanded them to kill King Agag at the site of the battle. They didn't do it. They brought him back, and God was angry with Saul. But Saul said, well, it wasn't my fault. The people wanted to do this. God condemned Saul and said, had him to understand, it is your fault. You are the commander of the Israeli army. You are the king over this nation of people. You are the one that stands in my authority, my blessing, to rule over my people for righteousness. But no, you didn't do that. You took for granted that you had authority that you did not have. No one has the authority to change God's word. I say that with vehement sincerity because there are those who have taken it to heart to change words that are written in the context of God's Bible and change the meaning of the verse in which they are written so that they lie on the truth and displease God. But God says they're not going to get away. And if you believe them and die with them in that false state of mind, you're not going to escape eternal punishment either. All liars, all hypocrites, all murderers, all thieves, all haters will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation chapter 20, verse number 15. Revelation chapter 22, verse number 12 through 18. They all going to be cast into the lake of fire. It behooves all of us who have a mindset to worship and please God, it behooves us to do what God said. Otherwise, we will suffer the punishment of eternal damnation in hell. I just know that somebody tonight ought to be listening to this broadcast, ought to be listening to this call, and have a question. You know, so many religions in the United States and in the world today, we have found that there are more than 600 different named religious churches that claim to be worshiping God and claim to belong to Christ in the world today. But the truth of the matter is, none of the 600 claimed denominations of churches belong to Christ at all. They are all false churches that have been set up by false teachers who are the ministers of Satan. They are set up to deceive those who are unknowing, those who are ignorant of the truth, into believing that they represent the truth. It's a sad situation, but 99% of those who claim to worship God are worshiping in vain and cannot be saved and will not receive the atonement for their sins, the great sacrifice that God made to give man spiritual atonement for his sins. They're missing the boat altogether. And then there are some who have obeyed the gospel but have turned again, turned back into the ungodly, immoral, and displeasing lifestyle of the world. And so they are MIA. They are missing in action. Their faith is vain, is void. Their faith is dead. Their faith is of no value. It's empty and worthless. Anything that's dead deserves a decent burial. Would you not agree? If our faith is dead, all we can do with it is bury it. It's not going to take us to heaven. We've got to have faith that has life, faith that is moving, faith that obeys, faith that responds to the commandment of God. That's a living faith. That's a spiritual prerogative that agrees with the Spirit of God, because it's faith that comes from God. The sixth, or pardon, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. If God's word does not teach it, and you believe it, your belief is not of faith. Your belief is not according to faith. Your belief is vain, empty, worthless. Your belief will allow you to suffer the condemnation of your soul in eternal hell unless you repent, unless you change your faith. Well, I don't know, Brother William. My parents and all my foreparents, they've been in this religion, and our family been in this religion for hundreds of years. And it was good enough for my mama, my grandma. It's good enough for me. Well, that may be the whole problem. It's not good enough for anybody. And it's no good for you and I today. We can't help grandmother and our foreparents who are all dead and gone. But we can save our souls by obeying the truth. We know the truth now, so we have no excuse not to obey it. God is not accepting any excuses in the final day of judgment. God is not accepting anybody's excuse about why they fail to obey him. God's not accepting it now. He's certainly not going to accept it then. So what we must do, we must obey God while we have the chance. That's the way it works. That's the important thing. We got to do it while we have the chance. We can't wait until we die and it's too late to do anything to change our life. If we don't live the Christian life before we die, we will not live in the home in heaven with the Christians who died in the grace and sanctification of God's word. We will not enjoy the same eternal life that they will experience for all time. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we must obey the truth. If one obeys a lie, one cannot be saved. You are not saved, nor can you be saved, if you have obeyed a lie. You know whether you have obeyed a lie, because the Bible is the key. Somebody said, well, I don't know whether it's in the Bible or not. Have you ever read it in the Bible? Well, no. I don't read my Bible. It's time for you to become a student of the Word of God, the Bible. You can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you don't find what you're believing written in the Bible, if I were you, I would be advised to give it up and to change. So I said, well, you mean I got to change churches? Yes. If what you're doing is wrong, you got to change that in order to do what's right. So you may have to leave the church you're in because you're not going to be received trying to go up against the pastor and everybody else and change the church. They're not going to allow you to do that. They're not going to listen to you. You're going to be ostracized, politicized, and probably beaten and thrown outside. They're not going to allow that. The leaders of those false religions are not going to allow you to come in and disrupt and tear down what they have built up. All you can do is leave. Take yourself out of harm's way. Whether anybody else do it or not, you know you do it. That's the message tonight. If you're not a member of the Spiritual Church of Christ, you've never been baptized into the body of, you have not become a part of the body of Christ, you're not a member of the bride, the body that is the bride. The bride of Christ is his church. You're not a member of the church, you're not part of the bride. If you're not part of the bride, you're not going back to heaven, because he's only going to take his bride, his holy bride, back to heaven with him. All the evil that men have done is going to be taken care of as soon as the final day of judgment comes into being. It's going to be done quickly. It's going to be done real fast. Faster than you can blink your eye, God is going to exercise and execute his wrath on the evildoer and save the righteous. It's going to be that quick. See, God is not restricted by time and space. Time and space is restricted in God. But when God dissolves it all, it will be no more. And all that will be left is God and the eternal heaven and Satan and the demonic and horrible hell. Where will you spend eternity? We are creatures of eternal life by the Spirit. We have life that is a result of our being created in the image of God. God gave us and we partook of his divine nature. That's why we have a soul that is not subject to physical death. But many of us are not aware and not sincere and do not care about the condition of our soul. And many of us, our souls are in jeopardy of spiritual death, which is eternal punishment in hell. We offer you the opportunity right now to find and to look out for and to find the group of worshipers who worship God in spirit and in truth in the church of Christ. The church has to wear the name of Christ because it belongs to Christ. He built it, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. He established it, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 and 19, and verse 11. He is the foundation of the church. He is the founder of the church, and he is the foundation of the church. Again, he is married to the church. The church is his wife. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 24 through 27. That's where it's in the Bible. Romans chapter 7, verse number 4. We are married to Christ. The church is married to Christ, not Moses and not anyone else. But the church is married to Christ. It's not married to the Pope. Pope is not the husband of the church. He's not God. He can't be the husband of a church that belongs to God. He is the husband of the Catholic Church because it's not God's church. It's not the body of Christ. He can be the husband of that church all day long and all night long and forever because the Catholic Church and all of its members and all of its ministers and leaders are going to be cast into the lake of fire if they do not repent and change to the truth. Therefore, we got to understand, the church is not called the Potter's House Church. That's not the Church of Christ. The church is not called the Church Without Walls Church. That church is not the Church of Christ. The church is not called the Holiness Church. That church is not the Church of Christ. The church is not called Episcopalian, Jehovah's Witness, Mormon, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Church of Christ Scientist. That's not the Church of Christ. That's not the Church of Christ. True Faith Tabernacle. That's not the Church of Christ. Church of God in Christ. That's not the Church of Christ. We have to call it by the Bible name. What does the Bible call it, the Church of Christ, Brother Williams? In Romans chapter 16 and verse 16, the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write this greeting and this salutation to the churches. He says, greet one another with a holy greeting. The churches of Christ greet you. In other words, he talks about the universality of the church when he said churches of Christ. Those are the only churches that Christ has. And they all wear the same name. They all teach the same gospel. They all believe the same thing. They all practice the same religious actions and religious rites. That's right. They speak the same things. They believe the same things. They obey the same things. They worship the same God. They wear the same name. They identify as the same children of God. They identify themselves with is God and our Savior. He is God, our Father. He is God, our Creator. He is God, our Savior. He is everything to me. How about you, ladies and gentlemen? Are we going to dismiss Christ's deity, his deified persona as God? Are we going to ignore that, treat him as a second-rate God? And claim that there's a God that's greater than he? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 4 through 6, there's only one God. There are not two gods. There are not three gods in the Godhood. There's only one God. There's only one spiritual being that is God. There's only one Spirit. There's only one Savior. That is God. There's only one Father. That is God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. There are three that bear record in heaven: Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. One what? One God. They are all God. They are one God. We worship the triune God. That's three persons in one, three personalities in one being. See, I'm an engineer. I'm a preacher. I am a father. I am a brother. I am a carpenter. I'm a builder. I have various personalities because I have various abilities that are a part of my life. But all of these descriptive terms that describe me describe one person. They describe me. I'm that one being that is described. When people call me a scientist or engineer, carpenter, or a husband, or a father, or a brother, or a bus driver, or a truck driver, whatever I'm doing, and people know me by that, they're talking about the same person whose name is Leroy Williams Jr. Yes. If you say, well, what's his name? His name is Mr. Leroy. His name is Mr. Williams. His name is Brother Leroy. His name is Leroy Williams. That's the same name of the same person with all of those attributes. Our God has attributes. He has several attributes. We need to recognize the truth for what it is. All three are one God, not three gods, one God. And believe the truth, it'll eliminate all of these false religions with these false doctrines and philosophies of men and false commandments and instructions to follow. It'll eliminate all that because it is not the truth. And only truth can set you free. Well, it's about time for us to end our conversation. As a matter of fact, it's past time. We want to say that to be back on this broadcast on Tuesday of next week at the same time that you are on tonight. We will again teach and address the gospel of Jesus Christ and show how that obedience to the gospel will save you for eternal life. Be with us by next week if God be gracious and allow us to still be living and the earth to continue as it does at that time. We will make it our business to proclaim his truth once again. May God bless each one of us according to his grace, his mercy, and his will. Goodbye.